He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Sometimes people smile. And sometimes when we see people smiling, we'll assume that they got it all together. Sometimes when people see you smiling, they say, look like nothing bothers you. But let me tell you something, baby. Sometime when people smile, they catching hell. Sometime when people smile, they're going through trouble. They're going through trouble night and day. But what they're doing, sometimes they're smiling and they're hiding a lot of things behind a smile. Sometimes people smile through trouble to keep you out of their business. Because when you look trouble, people get in your business. And sometimes you got to act like you're all right. Sometimes you got to act like you're taking it when you know you're bleeding on the inside. Because sometimes you're the only Bible some people will ever read. You're the only person that give them hope. And you can't always let your trouble make you look trouble. So somebody may be about to give up, and your smile on your face, your look of encouragement has built them up. God used trouble to bring something that the world needs to see coming out of you. And they learn by watching you handle it. They learn. I had to realize how many people I could connect to when I lost my son. So when I preached and wrote my book on coping with the uncopable, I had no idea how many people had lost a child. And I hear these questions, how do you deal with the loss of a child? None of us want our child to go before us. How do you deal with losing a son 22-year-old to a drunk driver? How do you deal with this? The promise of your future, walking like you, talking like you, acting like you, and God takes your only child. And Fleming, how do you smile? When I got ready to preach his funeral, I was down. I didn't know how I was going to make it. But a preacher before I got up, he said, here, Fleming, take that Bible. I think it was Jasper Williams. He said, Fleming, get the Bible quick. He saw I was breaking. I grabbed the Bible and held it right here. And I got up and stood, and I preached that day. And that day I preached. I had one man say, what in the world can you say? How you going to stand there and say it? When I was crying about God, why you killed my baby? Why you let that drunk drive around the street, around the corner from my house, hit and kill my son on the way to church? Let me tell you something. God spoke to me that night when I was on the floor rolling and said, now you know how I felt when I lost my son. And when I saw Jesus hanging on that cross, and no wonder the Father turned his back on Jesus, so God won't turn his back on you. And he turned around and said, why, oh God, hast thou forsaken me? Why are you leaving me to hang like this? God himself had to turn away from his son hanging on the cross so he could save you. And I got myself together when God spoke, and that was my title of his sermon. Now you know how I felt when I lost my son. So you got to go through pain. You got to go through trouble to know how other people feel when they go through that. You don't know what it's like to lose a child until you lose yours. You don't know what it's like to be broke until you've been broke. You don't know what it's like to be hungry until you've been hungry. Don't come standing up here telling me you know how I feel. No, you don't, until you go through it. So sometimes a man got to smile through his trouble, because you don't want to trouble somebody else. Trouble comes in all many forms. Troubleshooters, troublemakers, troublesome people. I've heard people talk about some thing they have in trouble. My God, bad eyes, my eyes. Give him a trouble. Get up in the morning, and then you hear somebody say, I'm having trouble with my car. Amen. Got to be. I see one out in the parking lot, been there all week. Some people get up and say, I had trouble sleeping last night. Some had trouble waking up because you're too lazy to get out of bed. The unemployed people say, I have trouble finding a job. And the employed people say, I'm having trouble on the job. People overweight saying, I'm having trouble eating too much. And underweight people saying, I'm having trouble trying to get something to eat. Some preachers are having trouble in their church because the members won't say amen when he preaches, while the members are having trouble with the preacher because he can't preach. So, some people say, I'm having trouble in my home. Some students are having trouble getting their lesson. Some people are having trouble speaking to one another. Some of you have a trouble trying to get along with some folk in this church. You speak in tongues but won't speak to each other. It's a bad thing when you can't work with another saint. I have trouble working with her. Pastor, don't put me with them. I have trouble working with them. But when you're a child of God, you got to learn how to work with everybody. I had people talking about people on the job. Somebody asked me a question this morning when I was doing question and answer this morning at 7:45. And one lady said in her question, how do you work with people on the job that's giving you trouble? I said, I'll tell you how to work with them. Thank God you got a job. If you think it's trouble on your job, try not having a job. And you sure enough will have trouble. And I went on to say to her, whoever she was, I said, listen, a job is just a place where you go to work. And that's all it needs to be. A place where you go and make a living and you work 8 hours a day and you leave there and you leave what's there, there. And when you go home, you got enough to worry about than to take the trouble off your job at home. You don't eat there, you don't sleep there, you don't stay there, you just work there. And that's all it ought to mean. And then you can live with all kind of devils. I worked on a job around folk cussing, but I didn't have to cuss. I worked around people who loved to talk about preachers, but I didn't say a word. I worked around bosses who were mean and low down and crooked, but I let my light shine. And before I walked away from there, they were joining the church saying, I've been watching Reverend Fleming and seeing how he dealt with it. And I learned how to handle the things I'm going through. You don't know what your supervisor is going through. You don't know what pain they're living in. Sometimes they'll take it out on you. Well, say a few more things here about trouble. Listen, we have all kind of trouble working with people. Some think they're too good to live with folk. So when you think you're too good, you become no good. There are many reasons why we have trouble. Are you listening to me? One of the reasons why some of us have trouble, our mouth get us in trouble. Look at somebody and say, you talk too much. Some of the trouble we face, we bring on ourselves. God doesn't have to send it. We create trouble with your mouth. Over-talking. Talking too much. A man one time was walking along the street, and he saw a turtle. And the turtle looked at him and said, boy, you talk too much. He looked. He saw. Looked and saw a turtle. The turtle said, I said, boy, you talk too much. He said, that's a talking turtle. Say it again. The turtle looked up and said, boy, you talk too much. He took off running. Boom. Ran down the street, met another man, and said, man, I saw a talking turtle. Man said, really? I mean, I'm talking to him, man. I'm not lying, man. I swear for God, you can kill me if I'm lying. Come on. Man said, okay. Walked on back with him. saw the turtle. He said, "Talk, turtle." Turtle just looked. He said, "Talk, turtle." Turtle didn't say nothing. Then he kicked the turtle. "Talk," I said. Turtle wouldn't say nothing. The man said, "Now listen, why you fool me up here? Why did you fool me up here to hear a talking turtle? And you know what you told me?" He said, "What?" "You said, you swear for God, that turtle didn't talk, I can kill you." He took out a gun, bam, shot it, and walked off. And while he was lying there dying, the turtle looked at him and said, "I told you you talk too much." Some stuff I might say funny, but it's true. Your mouth can get you in trouble. Samson lost his hair, got a haircut in the devil's barbershop because he put his head in Delilah's lap and overtalked and told her where his strength was. And it was a secret, and it was a covenant between he and God. His strength didn't lie in his hair. His hair was a covenant. His strength was resting in God. And the minute he broke the covenant, God walked away. Because he told Delilah too much. Peter talked too much. He said, "Lord, I'm with you through the storm." I'm paraphrasing it. "Though all men shall be offended, yet because of thee will I never be offended. I'll go through the storm with you, Jesus." Jesus said, "Peter, before the cock crow, you would deny me twice." And when they had Jesus on trial and a young woman discovered Peter, she said, "He's one of them." He said, "No, I don't know the man." He denied Jesus. But before that big mouth Peter put his foot in his mouth talking about what he would never do, don't ever say what you will never, never, never do. I'm not going to tell you all what I never do. I'm not going to tell you I won't steal. And some of y'all might well say, "Well, Reverend, I ain't stole nothing lately." I can't tell you what would happen if this country got in a war and everything was bombed and there was a curfew that you can't get no food. And I saw my grandchildren starving and Kroger next door to me. I love the Lord. I hate thieves. I don't like folk who steal. But I can't tell you I won't break in the back door and get a loaf of bread. Reverend will be in the news. I have never been put in a situation where I could tell you I never. You got to be careful when you tell folk you'll never lie. You'll never. You're lying when you said you'll never lie. Talking too much. Sometimes we get in trouble talking too much, and some of us get in trouble because we don't talk enough. Listen, silence can destroy you. There are times you need to open your mouth. If you're going to be a judge in the position you're in, one of the problems you'll have is people won't confess. If you confess the truth and tell me you need help, then I know you need it. And sometimes people won't open their mouth before the judge, won't say, "Your Honor, I did it. Please give me a chance. I'm having a problem here. I got this kind of issue. I just want to explain to the court what the lawyer didn't say." Baby, you sometimes got to interrupt and speak when you know it's time to speak. I went before some people, and my lawyer was running his mouth, and he didn't say the right thing. I said, "Hold up. Doggone it." He come hunting me. I said, "Bro, you getting me in trouble. You need to shut up. Now I'm the lawyer." I said, "Let me tell you what he didn't say." Church was in a sexual harassment lawsuit. I had to speak. And the judge said, "I didn't know that. That's not in my report." I said, "But I know." Sometimes you can get in trouble not talking at the right time. That gets you in trouble. And some of us, listen to me, it's a healing message. Some of us get in trouble when we overextend ourselves. When you go beyond your ability. when you go trying to buy cars that you don't need with money you don't have to impress folk you don't like. And then you go get a Mercedes and then later crying Mercedes bills killing me. You don't need a Mercedes Benz when you're making Ford money. When I was a young pastor, had three little country churches, my three little churches came together and bought me a Ford LTD Brougham. Think I said it right. Brougham. Man, I've been so long. It was brand new. They said, here's a young 19-year-old pastor. I said, whoa, that's mine. My three churches came together and bought it. I had little small churches. Then when I became the eminent pastor of the greater Mount Carmel Baptist Church, they rolled me up on Mercedes Benz. And it's in that garage right now. And I ride in it with honor to represent the people. But you'll see me and my old Lucille anytime. She's 30 years old. My first Mercedes that summer here bought me, and I still got it. She got so many miles on it, I don't know how many on her now. One man, last I checked, she had over 500,000 miles. And I was driving all day yesterday. And that takes me back where I started. I don't let success go to my head. You might see me in a little old Altman anytime, little old black car riding around. And I leave it. I used to wear clothes for ministry. But anybody walk through here and see me in a day, I may have old jogging suit. I walk past the man, he said, you seen the pastor? I said, he around here somewhere. Then he looked at me and said, you look like a jitterbug. I said, I'm a jitterbug preacher. Man, I got 50 suits hanging up in my wardrobe. I don't show off. I'm human. I want to relax and enjoy my work. I come to work every day, every day, every day. You call this church, I'm over here every day. Well, I go to work. Hallelujah. I'm like a bummer. When I work, I want my sleeves up. When he get up to speak, no shirt on, roll up. I come to work. Some of y'all go to work at 12, take an hour lunch, and get off at 1. Don't go beyond your means. Don't try to shop in Nemo's when you ought to be at Walmart. You get in trouble trying to keep up with the Joneses. You get in trouble trying to buy a new house because somebody next door bought one. Another thing that gets you in trouble is when you don't learn from mistakes. If you made a mistake in a first marriage, don't take that over in the next one. Learn from that. If your mouth got you in trouble with that first marriage, you need to shut it up next time. Look at somebody and say, shut up this time. If you got fired off a job, I got myself fired off a job listening to a buddy. When they put all that work on me, come on, Tanner, this don't make no sense. I'm, yeah, you right, let's go. Walked out my job. I was working at the hospital. Both of them walked out. I walked out with that joke, I thought. And I went home, got thinking about it. I got a baby. My baby was just born, and I got to pay rent. I said, oh, God, and I walked off my job. And I went back to my job, Doc, and I said, sir, I didn't mean to walk off land. I was working night shift. He said, they called me off, said, come here, sit down, young man. Two white men said, you know what you did? I said, no. He said, you walked off the job last night. I said, I got mad because y'all put all that work on me and I couldn't see out all these sick folk. They said, well, why don't you just do what you could? I said, well, I got mad and I just walked out. And they said, but aren't you a preacher? I said, yeah. Did you know how many people could have died when we were calling for an attendant and you weren't around? I said, what? He said, how many folk would have been ringing that bell, probably having a heart attack? And the nurse calling, attendant, attendant. And you were gone?
That's right.
He said, you will never work at a hospital again. I dropped my head. I said, can I have my job back? Job back? They were very, oh no. In fact, you will never work at a hospital again. You don't know what kind of important job you had.
That's right.
I walked out with my head down, and as I was getting in my car, I looked and saw the joker that walked out with me pushing my car and got promoted. I got out, I said, that can't be. That joker didn't walk out when I walked out. He went in the bathroom. I'm telling you, I lost my job and the next job I got on, and they gave me a lot of work, I did all I could, and all I couldn't do, I left a note and said, I work 8 hours, I have to go, but this is what I did today, and here's the authenticated, here's what I did. I learned from mistake. Don't make that same mistake again, listening to somebody who's trying to tell you what to do and wants your job. You know, look at somebody and say, you better hear that preacher. Now I got the one. Why does God permit trouble? God gave me this message, and it's got to heal you. Why does God give us trouble? Trouble brings a man to God. This sermon, you need to share around the world. Because people ask me all the time how I handle trouble. Trouble brings a man back to God and to himself. You are not yourself sometimes. And the prodigal son ended up at the hog pen, but he had to get broke, busted, and lose everything he had to find out who his friends were. But once he had nowhere else to turn but to God, then he said, and he came to himself and said, I will arise and go home to my father. Somebody said, what do you do about your child when they won't obey? Give them time to grow up and come to themselves. And all these hard-headed youth, they won't listen to you. When they get out and got to pay rent, and they get out and they got some babies, they'll grow up. Give them time to grow. Give them time to get grown. They're just young teenagers, and they want to challenge you. Don't fight them, and don't fuss with them. Give them time to grow up, because they're not themselves. They don't know what adulthood really means. They think they know. And you got to realize that God used trouble on Tristan to bring you to yourself and to bring you to him. I'm going to be honest about this. Most of you just might well tell the truth. You won't come to church till something going bad. God has to hit you, knock you off your high horse to make you think about prayer. God, he got to knock you and take everything you got to put you on your knees. God know you won't pray when you hit that lottery. And you already lied about I'm on time. Hallelujah. You hit $10 million, boy, I couldn't find you if I tried. But most folks win the lottery tell me get broke soon. Because, they win money too quick and don't know what to do with that kind of money. And they spend it lavishly and broke the next few years. Brothers and sisters, God can't bless some of us too much. He'll lose us. When you give people what they want all the time, you mess them up. When you give a child what they always want, you mess them up. Because he'll grow up thinking he ought to get it. And when he can't get it, he'll steal to get it. You mess him up. And if God doesn't let stuff go wrong in our lives, you know I'm right. You will not come to church. You be home watching Scandal. Amen. And get through a scandal, then you're going to come in here and say, well, I'm a scandal. I wouldn't let nothing stop me on church. You can pre-record that game. Then the world see we. What's next week? Super Bowl. All right, 6:30. I said 6:30. I said 6:30. Not 11 o'clock. Not 10:30. Not 7:45. Look at somebody. Say, Reverend said 6:30. I would have been long gone from church. Plenty of time to go home and. I won't say what you're going to do. Then you ought to be in church that morning. And you got plenty of time to go home. You could have pre-cooked. Go get me some crab legs, snow crab legs or something. Call some of my old Morehouse partners, all us bald-headed now. But look, I will be in this pulpit. I don't let nothing, I don't care how bad it hit me, and you don't know what I face, but every tragedy, every trouble, everything I go through, I don't let nothing get in the way of me in this pulpit. Because I know my calling. And God said, if you do what I told you to do, I won't mean to remove your trouble. I give you strength to bear what you cannot bear. I'm molding you, Fleming. I'm shaping you, Fleming. And through your trouble, stay with me. I'm not trouble proof either. I'm going to say I'm the best preacher to have the most trouble. Dr. Borders told me, and I was telling him what I was going through one while, he said, you're going to be one of the greatest preachers in the world. I looked at him, I said, Paul, what? Go through all that, boy, you're going to be one of the greatest preachers in the world. I said, you one of the greatest preachers in the world? He said, yes, and you don't know what hell I go through with. I ain't forgot it. Great William Holmes Borders, my pastor. Troubles made the man. I said, how you build all this, what you got? He said, I always jump for something too big for me to handle.
That's right. Yeah.
He said, boy, that thing next door I built about to run me crazy right now. That high rise about to run me crazy. But I had to do it, and I got to do it. And you got to do it. You got to take your troubles.
Yes.
You got to take it. It may be God's will. Because that's the thing. Watch this. This is in my note. Troubles will push a man to his purpose. You ought to heard my daughter-in-law the other night. Boy, I sat on the edge of that chair, and I looked like this. I said, boy, didn't know all that was in her. That woman was in that pink dress. Old Timmy had her looking good. She had a pink chair, feminine looking. Got up there off that pink chair in that white rostrum. She got to walk in that floor, talking about her purpose and your purpose. That sometime she stood here and told her story. Some folk be ashamed to say that was a time my mama and I had to eat out of sardine and canned goods and things to make it when we were struggling. But look at what all the trials and tribulations she's been through. Now she can talk about it. And then people, other young women looking and listening because they don't know. Now I heard her say something I never got, forgot. Don't you get so mad about my glory until you know my story. Sometimes God got to let you get pushed. And the fact that your aunt brought you back here and put you in this church and got you out up there where you would have been nothing, got you in here and met my son and not a met a man loyal to you. You don't know what God is going to push you into if you just bear your trouble. Now preaching the gospel. And our daddy walked up to me one day and said, this one I think gonna do something, Reverend. And he walked off. I said, aren't you proud of your daughter? He said, this one gonna do something. Let me tell you something. Trouble will push a person to where God wants him to be. You won't go there, so God will push you there. I wrote in one of my books, don't get mad when a man kick you from the backside, because when he kick you from the backside, he push you more in front of him. You can't kick me from the back if you didn't push me forward. Sometimes God got to push you to get your miracle, like a woman having a baby. And that baby, she's in pain, that woman, and they holler, push! Oh!